Hello all, welcome back to the Straight Spirit Podcast. I'm Lily, your host, psychic medium and teacher of alignment. This episode, I was called to do a special reading for a fairly well-known case, I would say, around these parts. I'll explain a bit of the backstory, but it is currently an ungodly hour, I would say. But I felt like I couldn't sleep until I did this reading. So it was one of those things where it's either go to sleep, because you're tired but you can't sleep because you're feeling this nagging feeling, this urgency to get this reading done. So here I am reading for you guys. I don't mind at all. I'm unbothered. I'm happy to do this reading for this spirit coming through for me. So in a strange twist of fate, I ended up at the mechanics today. Nothing serious, nothing urgent either. I just ended up going and I saw a sticker with this person's name on it. And she immediately came into my mind. I saw her very clearly. She told me that she'd been assaulted in a particular way, which I won't share those details of. And I sense a very great sadness around her and her family and what's going on. It feels very different to the other cases I've looked at or into lately. I wonder if it's because it really feels like a fresh wound. It feels there's immense sadness, and you know there has that around every case. So I think that's why part of me has been a little bit hesitant to read for her. I have felt like I should do a reading for her a while ago, but I was uncertain about the energy around the case. But she's persisted, and here I am. Pardon me. As a side note, if you haven't listened to my episode about Gwen Grover, she's from around these parts as well. Go back through this too. It's a two-part episode on her. And it was quite a lovely reading. So I'm hoping with this reading, I will be able to keep it uplifted and lighthearted. But there will be some things I'm sure she's going to talk about to do with what happened to her. I must preface this to say that I am not trying to capitalize or make light of the situation in a way. I'm not trying to, I'm not making money off this podcast currently. I'm not trying to take advantage of her and her family situation. And I record this with the utmost respect and for everyone involved, including the people who are working on the case. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to talk to her. Her name is Toya. Toya. And what I do know about this case is that many moons ago, I read a few articles, so I'm vaguely aware of the case, and you know, and people talk about it, and it's quite well known in this area of the state. It feels like it could be quite a spooky, and not spooky fun way. It could be quite icky, the energy around it, and particularly this other person involved. I am aware from the news articles that there is a suspect. I don't know much about the person, and I know that they're going to come up in this reading. So a lot of things that I'm going to speak on, I'm sure that have been written about or to some extent, but hopefully she'll be able to bring through some heartwarming messages for her loved ones, and maybe some things that aren't well known. You know, it sort of gives her the opportunity to shed some light on the situation from her perspective and say what she needs to say. So today I have not Googled the case at all. I have not read anything about her case in months. It's been a long, long time, and I didn't actually I've Googled her in the past to look for news articles, but I actually don't recall many of the details of it. So anyway, I'm just going to tune in and see what comes up. I am not quite sure what the emotional fallout is going to be of this reading. With Gwen, I was able to keep it really chatty and quite lighthearted. But like I said, I'm a bit dubious about this sadness around Toya's case. It feels very lonely and it feels very sad. And I already feel like I'm going to cry. I did not feel that with Gwen or any of the psychic readings I've done. So, all right, Toya, let's get into it, love. So I can feel Toya. I didn't know her. I've never met her anywhere. I don't know anyone who knows her that I know of. I'm not a very social person in that regard. So anything that I'm bringing through is going to be purely through my psychic senses tonight. And some of it may match up with news, but the news with this purely, I'm going to just tune in. I'm going to let her talk to me through imagery, sounds, anything, and I'll just verbatim repeat it back to you guys on this episode, on this recording. Okay, let's go, Toya. So I can see her. I can see her with blonde hair, and she comes to me as quite petite or quite slight. I already know this to some extent from the article, but this is what she said. I can feel her on my left-hand side. It's a very depressive, there's that sadness again, the sadness around her. Was she sad before she merged? That's my term for died. Was she sad before she went? Or I wonder if this sadness is around what happened to her. She's talking to me. She's talking about her mum or her parents or her guardian. So I heard mum, but if she didn't know her parents, then of course to insert guardians. I felt like she was alone. Not just when the day of the incident or time of the incident. I feel like she was quite lonely, even though she had friends or like a social life. I feel like it didn't hit the spot. I feel a loneliness. And she's talking to me about a boyfriend. I don't know, I see him with like brown hair. I don't know if he was an ex, because it kind of feels like on again, off again, or distant, you know, that like someone she was involved with, not the person who was the person of interest in the case. Oh, I should state also that all of this is alleged. I have to say that. It's all my opinion, alleged. I'm not accusing anyone of anything. And I do not mean to speak ill of anyone. I'm just saying what I'm sensing. Okay, let's get back to it. She's looking at her watch. She's like, time. She's got a dog with her. Give me my time. Did she walk her dog regularly at this time? Was this a time where, was this something she did every day, like routinely? Was this a routine? It's one of two things. It's either it's time to walk the dog, it's time to get this done, or it's, you know, I've got to hurry and get this done because, you know, I've got to fit this in before something else. Oh, I just get such a creepy feeling, guys. I know this is why I was hesitating about doing the reading, but then at the same time feeling so strongly that I had to do it. She's being very kind and supportive, which is nice of her. Oh, geez, sorry. I knew it. Such a gross energy around. It's not coming from her, obviously, and she's well at peace now, and she's okay. Her family is not, absolutely not. There's a male in particular, like if it's her father, or that boyfriend or a brother, I felt like a father energy who's standing out at the moment in regards to that. But there's this energy that I'm sensing that is just horrid, horrid energy. Ugh. Ugh. Putrid. Oh, gosh. Is the person that did this to her. There go the curlews singing. I don't know if you guys can hear that. There are birds that like to sing all night. Oh, she's just made me feel like the person that was alone with her, I don't know if this happened at her place, had time with her. So, like, took their time. I'm feeling like it wasn't one and done, or like, because I heard one and done, but that doesn't match with take your time. She's talking about time again, time. Okay, she's taking me back to the beach. I can see her walking with her dog, but I can see her at a crisp pace. It's not like speed walking or speed running or jogging. It just feels brisk, like, because her ponytail is swinging. I don't know if she wore her hair in a ponytail, but she's showing me a ponytail swinging. You know, that happens when you move at like a bit of a pace and a dog's walking in front of her. It's just like she feels like she's in a hurry. Or she's on a schedule or something. Or maybe it's not about time. Maybe it's about her steps, like getting in her steps on her Fitbit or something like that. Getting in her fitness. That feels fairly right too. Got to catch up. Get my steps in. To get there on time, something along that. I can see her with a watch. Okay. Gosh, it's so different. I can feel Toya and then I can feel the other person. I almost don't want to call them a person. There's like two different energies, like yin and yang, but not in a complimentary way. I feel like her dog. I'm seeing her with her dog. She had her dog with her that day, but this may not have been the first time he'd seen her. Anyway, I feel like the dog knew something was up, like sensed this person whenever like they had run into each other. Because I can see the dog on alert. I can see the dog like picking up a scent or picking up a sound or picking up something as they're walking down the beach or picking up the energy. Whew. I don't think it was a long walk. Like, I guess it depends on who you ask how long a walk is. How long is a piece of string? Like, if I can, so I'm almost seeing someone walking to the end of a headland, like walking up to a certain point and then walking back. Even if it was a distance, I feel like she finished it fairly quickly. Possibly, I don't know if the sun was going down, so she was trying to beat the sun. Something like that. I just see this person behind the trees watching. Ugh. Honestly, I want to vomit when I... I'm not even like purposely tuning into them. It's like this is what it's like just on the edge of their energy. And this is the sort of person who makes everybody uncomfortable, men included. It just puts everybody on edge. It's a gross energy. It doesn't feel like... Let's say, for example, looking at a serial killer. Pick your serial killer, anyone that you know from Netflix, right? that feels like a very fearful, it's got a sharp sort of, and it like a energy piercing kind of, it feels different. This feels like really gross and putrid and like a cesspool of energy. This person was not a good person, and I think had quite a temper and entitlement. I can see them feeling entitled to women around them, which makes sense. I don't know if they had a wife back home or something, but they, I heard, came to play. Here to play. But not play in a fun way. This is their kind of play. I also felt like the other day, earlier today, I wanted to say, and I'm rhyming a lot, that I felt like this person also fetishized, white-skinned women, light-skinned women. I'm not trying to speak about race or anything, but I just see this person having dark skin and fetishizing, gosh, is that how you say it? Light-skinned women. Maybe the blonde hair or something to do with it as well. It's like I'm feeling like I'm seeing a unicorn. Like, not like that where he came from. It's not like that. The women don't look like that there. They're so different here. It's like Australia is a big part. Australia. It seems like the promised land or the like the holy land or how do I say this? The land of unicorns. I know it sounds strange, but it's a mixed bag. Spoiled for choice. Oh, ew, gross. This person gives me like full Peeping Tom energy. I don't know if they had been caught doing that before. I'm surprised if they haven't, but they have done it. Absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised if they had done it through, like, watching her as well. Because I'm seeing them doing disgraceful things. They're not usually disgraceful, but they're disgraceful because this person is disgraceful. And looking in windows. And here's the thing about roundabout where this all went down is that they're just such small communities that, and people generally don't have security screens on their windows or don't shut the houses up at night or apartments up at night because either they're upstairs or you know, it's too hot, they don't have aircon, or the aircon's inadequate, or you know, it's like, oh, it's safe around here. I distinctly remember someone saying that that it's a small in these small communities, you know, we don't need security screens because there's nothing bad happens here. And I feel a little bit like those people are living in a dream, because while these communities up around this way are lovely small communities, and I mean, I'm talking about all the way up the coast of the state, the coast, yeah, of the state, they're like, this isn't just one tiny town I'm talking about the whole coastal, it's a vast area. They have this mentality, unless you're in one of the bigger cities, bigger towns, but like sleepy little beach towns where security isn't taken seriously. I'm not saying that's on Toya. I really feel like it's on the landlord if she was renting, or I just am getting the vibe that security wasn't, there was none. There was no security. Or she hadn't been, like, I don't know if she was just new or where she lived, or she hadn't gotten around to securing things, or possibly when this person attacked her, she hadn't secured the locks yet or something. Any reference to the windows? They're really talking to me about security screens or fly screens. that immense sadness she's showing me again. I'm almost getting the feeling that she was, I don't think it was long, it'd been long since she had left home. You know, if somebody leaves home and goes to move out on their own, I kind of feel like, or either she was, I don't think she was on holiday. I'm just getting the sense of somebody who'd left home and was trying to make it on their own, and it hadn't been long. You just hear that it's a shame. People say it's a shame that she died that way. I don't know, when I see her going on her walk, it's daytime, and I see her coming back, it's dusk or heading into dark. Or like when this happened to her, it was dark. Or getting dark, something like that. Or heading towards the evening. She's really making me feel that loneliness again. Almost like someone who, even if they called on someone to be their walking buddy for safety, it's like there was nobody around or nobody who could have done that for her. Like they were all at work or busy, or she was in a town separate from them. She's showing me a phone, like calling the police, but she's like, couldn't. There's a disconnect there. So I don't know if she didn't have her phone, if she had her phone, but there was there was no reception, or she didn't get through, or I don't think there was an attempt. I don't think she got a shot to do that. Or if she did, it's like they were too late or something like that. It wasn't like just boop, call them, and then they're there and you're safe and she's safe. No, obviously that's not what happened. There's a massive like letdown and her safety. I feel like people at maybe there's a local bar or pub. I feel like there's a bartender or a manager, a business, someone who runs that business or is always around that business, who was well aware of the person that injured her. May have even been aware that he had been interested in her. I feel like this person was a menace, and that's a strong word, but it's accurate, a menace to all the women around him. I don't feel like it was, I don't feel like he was fixated on Toya. I think she was about opportunity. He may have preferred her, but I do feel like that all the women around this person were disrespected, or like, this is the kind of person who would ogle. I kind of hate that word, but just make people feel so damn uncomfortable. And I almost feel like there's a guy here, there's a man here to do with one of the businesses locally there who would see this person come in and make people uncomfortable. Acquainted or unacquainted? Acquainted. The person I'm seeing in my psychic side does very much look like the person they are looking at. He does have an Indian appearance, possibly a moustache, shorter hair at the time. I think it appears short. He's just gross. And she's telling me he smelled like, I don't know if he was a chef or a cook, or like he'd been at home cooking or something. I don't think he lived here, but like his clothes smelled like cooking oil. You know how like chefs or cooks who cook in restaurants, they smell like curry or like food or spice, like that oily smell in his clothing or his skin, or maybe he had oil in his hair. Ugh. She's saying she didn't know him personally, that she would have had eyes on him, like seen him because he was in proximity around her. I do feel like she might have noticed him following her or watching her and was just like, oh, there's a creepy dude, and just kept moving. I feel like she was quite used to being, for lack of a better word, ogled. I feel like she was beautiful. And she was having people stare at her or having men look at her. I don't think she enjoyed it. I don't think she soaked it all up at all. I think it was just something that happened a lot. Especially when she was out walking or out, if she ever went out or, I'm seeing her in like a waitress outfit. So I don't know if she was a waitress or a head barmaid. Something like that, some sort of hospitality, I wonder, in service. If she was, he might have seen her there. This person has like an awkward stare. They're just staring all the time. Not good with their words, maybe because they don't know much English. But just look at, they're the kind of person that people are glad when they leave. They're like, oh, thank God he's gone. I don't think she had any idea that he was following her so closely. And I don't just mean literally. I mean, I definitely think she caught his eye on more than one occasion. But, you know, like I said, he was inappropriate with other women. I think if you asked other women, if they'd seen this guy, they would have something to say about it. I don't think he has the confidence to, like approach women in a bar and be brazen about an attack or anything like that. It feels like biding time till it's quiet. He might try to talk to them. Then he would just shut down. They would get bored and move on. But I don't feel like he's just walking up to women surrounded by other men and being aggressive. I don't get that. He just feels like a shadows kind of person. Okay. I don't know. Did Toya play netball or some sort of volleyball? She's showing me a sport. She showed me a sport when she was in high school, maybe. I really feel like it's netball or basketball. No, I thought netball. Could be volleyball. Bright and beautiful, I want to say. She's bright and beautiful. But she's saying not so much towards the end of her days. It feels like she was quite depressed. And I don't think her family saw it. It feels like something she covered well. Although, you know, mums always have a sixth sense about these things. I feel like her mum has a pretty good... If her mum was around, I feel like her mum or her motherly-like guardian would have known something wasn't quite right with her. I'm kind of getting the sense of dead-end job. Like, she wasn't where she wanted to be. Maybe she had aspirations to do other things. Oh, gosh, I just saw the dog when the attack went down. Okay. So I wonder how... the attacker got around the dog. Oh, I just feel him so angry when he goes for her. I get the sense that he was right close behind her when she when she went home, like followed her home, was almost right behind her as she went inside. Or he was like already there and waiting. One of those two. But it just feels like she wasn't hard, like it wouldn't have been hard to overpower her, because she appears to me as so small. I don't think she was powerless by any means. I think she had a strong character in all regards, but I can see a hand over her mouth, and it just feels like wanted to say she didn't stand a chance. Oh. I won't get too much into what happened for her privacy, but I do feel like she was either unconscious or passed fairly quickly. But it also makes me think, I also get this sense of something taking his time with something. And then I think he just got out of there. I think he just got the hell out of there once he had done what he needed to do. I can sort of see him leaving the premises and like checking himself over. Have I got anything on me? Can people see? Does anybody know what's going on? And I think this first chance he got, he left the country. I don't know if any of you play Sims, but it's a video game. And when you click on the Sim and say, go home, and you speed it up, they walk really, really fast, and then they get to this point where they just disappear. And then they reload and they're at their home in the game. So I feel they're showing me that it was like walking, and they just disappeared home. Just went home, just disappeared. I don't feel like it was hard for law enforcement to figure out who had done it, but I think it was quite a journey trying to track him down. But I think that this person foolishly thought that they could hide in plain sight in their home country. It just feels kind of like, oh, they won't come all the way here, they're not going to find me here. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they just went home, or they were like family adjacent. And then maybe they ran later, but it just feels, I can see him with family or his wife, if he has a wife over there. This person would do it again. They would do it again. And I think they are hiding behind their language barriers, pretending not to understand certain things that they do understand. I don't think they're stupid. I think they're foul, but I don't think they're unintelligent at all. I think this person has a compulsion, or like a fetish, as I said. There's just something about women, young women in particular, a particular looking woman. Gross. Okay. She's saying, Toya is saying that after she merged and she didn't stick around to see what was done or what happened to her. She just went straight to her mum or straight to her family in spirit. She didn't like, if people are thinking that she it's like she's saying she didn't bear witness to what happened to her. Like, people worried about what she had to see and go through. She's like, she didn't bear witness to most of it. She was just alongside her family. And she's making me think about knowing that they're going to have to find that out and find her that way. And She's showing me her dog by her side. So, I don't know what happened to the dog and if the dog was there. I don't know if she was walking her dog, but that's what I saw. I sort of see the dog like next to her, where she remained, I want to say. I don't know that this was covered up well. I think this person was just like, either didn't like care enough or really thought that fleeing would be enough or didn't think it through. But I don't think they had the means or knowledge of the area to be able to cover it up, so to speak. I feel like she was left there. Or like a plain sight, I'm hearing plain sight. I feel like a male came looking for her or was looking for her. That maybe that boyfriend or brother that I saw earlier. I feel like that somebody knocked on her door or came looking for her. I don't think that what was done to her was pleasant in any way, shape, or form, and that seems obvious. I don't sense that there was much mercy in it. I get a lot of selfishness and a lot of greed from the perpetrator. And then I feel like that's an appropriate word, a real perpetrator. This wasn't something that was an accident. Obviously, this wasn't something that was unintended. It was like I just keep hearing for him to play. But in a dark way, dark, dark way. She said he left her there in the dark. Okay. Just tuning in. I feel like they have got the right person from what I've just seen. I feel like they've got him. And I feel like they know that. They've just got to prove and go through all the red tape or proceedings. But I do feel like may as well be a closed case in regards to that part of it. Just playing with butterflies. But like she's making me think of when she was a little girl, she used to play with butterflies because they look like kids' cartoon butterflies. I don't know if she used to draw them or have them on her dresses or in her hair. I can see them landing on her finger and she's watching them fly up into the sky. She said, "I'm like the butterflies, Mum." But she said, "When they land on you, when they come around, you know that's me." She said, she's always with her family. And whoever this male is that I sensed that was like on again, off again, or was complicated, she just said no hard feelings. She doesn't blame anyone for not being with her or around her. She said if it wasn't her, it would have been somebody else. This isn't something that could have been avoided. And she knows that her family probably feels like, and they don't have to feel guilty about this, so they wish it was somebody else. But she's saying, you know, at least it wasn't somebody else. It seems very selfless of her. She's got the dog. I feel like the dog's not with her in spirit. She's saying, take care of my dog. Take care of my dog. Pup. Take care of my pup. Your puppy. She really loved it. See someone giving her a leg up. Is there someone in spirit? Or there always is, I suppose, but I feel like somebody met her in spirit with her, someone that was a close family member, that like a guardian. I'm getting a male energy, older, but not grandpa age, no. Could be an uncle, older brother, a young father, yes, somebody's boyfriend. I'm going to say like 30s through to 40s. Age range, male, brown hair. It's almost like you picked her up, he gave her a leg up, and he helped her merge back into spirit. And she said, "I'm okay now, Mum." And she said, she's saying that the proceedings are going to be long, drawn out, but she said it's pretty much over. And she's telling her that her mum or her loved ones, that they don't need to be there in court like every day. She's saying, if you can't handle it, if you don't want to go, don't go. She said, you're not doing anything for me by going. She said, I'm already at peace. She's already at peace. And none of this is for her. It feels like it's justice for her. And it's important to stop this person from hurting others. And they will, because they will. But she said, you don't owe me anything, Mum. Mum. Not Mum, Mum. She's showing me having a cup of tea or hot chocolate or coffee with her. I feel like it is a mum or a mother-like figure. She said in those quiet moments where like you could hear a clock ticking in the kitchen, she said, I'm sitting there with you, Mum. I said, I'm not. She said, I'm not gone. She's not gone. She's not gone. She's not missing out on anything. I don't know if she has nephews or a sister who's going to have children in the future. Or like someone's babies are in the family who are related to her. She's saying she's not going to miss out on them. Or unless, I suppose, her mum could be thinking of the children that she didn't have. She said she's got spirit children all around her. And she plays with everyone else's children. She's talking about her friend now. And she had a good friend. She checks in on her as well. She's showing me like beaded bracelets and seeing blue and purple. Has she got like friendship bracelets or best friend bracelets with her sister or with a friend? Or even her mom? She might have made them when she was a kid. Might have had her name on it. She said when her dog merges that they'll be together again. She's sort of saying to not feel sorry for her dog because the dog is so well loved. It's so well loved. I feel like it's in physical, but I mean, She's drawing, she's saying that everyone wants you to be careful of the crocs around here, but they didn't warn you about, warn her about the men. And she said, and they're not even from around here. She's got a bit of an energy of there's nothing I can do about it now. And she's talking about wishing she had been more prepared for that circumstance. And she's sort of making me think of grabbing a knife from the kitchen or something from the kitchen or just having something handy. She's saying it would have been great if she was trained, if she had all the security in the world, if she had a weapon at hand, if she had a panic button or just something. She said it's all done now. She's talking about a taser. She says a taser probably would have saved her life. I'm seeing something with prongs and I felt taser. it almost feels like it could have been avoided in the respect that if, you know, if her apartment or house was a fortress, or if that person hadn't been allowed into the country, or if, you know, someone else had gotten hurt before her and that person went to jail, you know, it feels like it didn't have to go down that way. It feels like a lot of things slipped through the cracks. And she's talking about society and local communities not taking female safety seriously. She's saying there's only so much we can do ourselves. We need you for the rest of it. She's like, we need these people. And she's talking about men in particular. She's like, sometimes these people are only scared of other men. And she's saying, so we need strong and brave. And she's like, we need our knights. We need our knights to protect us. And she said, it's not that we're weak. It's just, she said, everyone could use an army. And she really is talking about wishing that she had that backup. You know, I don't know if she's talking about a bikie gang. I don't know if she knew one. I don't think she did, but it almost feels like, you know, at least with criminals, sometimes you have your criminal brotherhood and you have people to call on who would drop anything and be there for you. But she said, when you go on the straight and narrow, you're left out in the cold. It's like being good leaves you unprotected. You know, I guess she's talking about breaking the laws, because I'm pretty sure it's illegal to have a taser here in Australia. She's like, what if it was legal? What if I had just had one? What if I had something, you know? What if, what if, what if? She said, you could go around it a million times and it wouldn't change the result. But she just wants everyone to know that she's happy now, that the case is going to get closed, that the proceedings are going to end. And she said, swift justice. She's like, she doesn't want everyone to get hung up on the results of the case. She wants, like, the verdict. She wants people to understand this person's going to get their comeuppance in some form. Last time I said that about somebody, I think it was Gwen's case. They had already merged through some other happenstance. This person, if they go to jail, might get stabbed in jail or something. I just saw that very quickly. A friend of a friend of a friend of a friend, you know, pays to know people, I suppose. But it feels separate from her family. It feels so separate, but she's just showing me, like, hitting a button on her phone and then having a bunch of bikers show up, or a bunch of strong guys who would scare this, I heard the word piss ant off, piss, you know. She's saying, brothers, step up for your sisters. And she's like, if she has a brother, she doesn't mean her specific brother. She means, you know, protect your women, guys, you know. For she's saying there's a juxtaposition between her having to fight for her life with everything she has, and then a strong group of men having just stand there and intimidate the hell out of this person, these perpetrators, you know. They don't even have to, she's saying that, you know, you wouldn't even have to lift a finger. You wouldn't have to do much and they would wither. She said, you know, the women who are getting attacked are having to do the most, you know. In some cases, it's still not enough. And just as a warning, I watched a video on YouTube recently about a young lady in America who let somebody into the gym in the middle of the night at the apartment complex. And he attacked her and wrestled her to the ground, and she fought back and got away and was saying how she was strong and she could fight him and she wasn't going to give up. And I think the general consensus is, ladies, do not f like, if you can avoid it, don't fight. Just get out of there. Don't try to prove your strength. Don't try to prove, you know, yourself. I mean, this woman was a bodybuilder and he still was able to knock her to the ground. Not Toya, this case I'm talking about in America. So, ladies, if you're listening, just get the fuck out of there. Be safe. lean on people around you. Don't be afraid to ask for help and trust your intuition above all else. Don't go out if it doesn't feel safe to go out. Trust your vibe when you feel like someone's not right. And listen to your animals, you know. They have great intuition. All right, guys, I'm going to sign off there. I might hop on to Google and just see how much of this correlates with what I've picked up. And but so you know, I haven't Googled anything before this reading. All right, guys, all my love. Toya's given you a wave. I wish her all the best and her family all the best with the proceedings. And I feel like they've got him. So, hey, guys, so I'm back. I just, as I said, I was going to go and Google some stuff about the case just to see what tracked, and I thought I would share with you what I found. So apparently she, lovely Toya, was found on the beach amongst some sand dunes. It had, and there seems to be some confusion in the media about when she was attacked. Some say it's daylight, some say it's night, some say, you know, it's all many different things. And the person they apprehended and has been charged, who has been charged, seems to have a longer beard now and did not have a beard, like much of a beard, at the time of the crime. And I do wonder if she may have lived with her family now. But I felt like she lived alone, or I felt like she was alone. So I don't know if she did live with her family, then it just feels like there was loneliness around her. I took that to mean she lived alone. But so, I assumed that, well, it seemed to me like she was alone. And when I said that he left her in the dark, I wonder if that's because she spent the night out where he left her. She was walking her dog. This person that was the perpetrator lived in a different town and did have a wife, but the wife was in Australia, and they fled after the crime and went to India, leaving the family behind in Australia. So I know I was saying maybe when they went to India, that family I was sensing was not the one. I felt like his wife was elsewhere. I assumed it was in his home country, but it seems like his wife was in a different town. So home. So it's like, yes, he left her behind in a different place, but it wasn't overseas. It was in a different town. I just feel a vast loneliness around her and her case. She was as described, beautiful, blonde. To me, I would describe her as, like, well, even if she was tall, which I don't think she was very tall, I would describe her as petite or smaller. So yeah, I would say almost everything tracked. She took her dog for a walk, was attacked on the beach and left there, and they found her the next day. Her father found her. So when I saw her, like her going up, I felt it was like upstairs, and I felt like he was right behind her. I wonder if that was the dunes, because she was found around some dunes instead of stairs. Pardon me, she went up, and I assumed it was her stairs at home or something. But and then when I was saying that someone knocked on the door looking for her, I wonder if that's, you know, like to symbolize they went looking for her, but she wasn't there. So anyway, food for thought, guys. If you have any feedback, let me know. I'm all ears. Take care. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.